Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen. Steve Harvey, why don't you join me?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, if I had time enough to tell the whole trip, the whole journey, then y'all would be sitting up in there going, okay, Steve, are we going to play the show this week? But man, it's been a lot of amazing things has happened to me over the years. And not all of them good. It's been some amazingly bad things that have happened too. But I just come on in the morning as a reminder to everybody of the actual goodness of God, that, you know, man, that these mistakes that you're making, that these setbacks that you keep having, that these falls that keep occurring in your life, that they all are leading you somewhere if you just don't ever give up. That's the key. You can never, ever give up, because you don't know how the trip has been laid out for you. You know, if somebody had told me years ago when I had the dream of being on TV and then I thought about being one of the best comedians I could be, you know, when I started, if somebody had told me everything that was going to have to happen in order for me to get there, I would have changed it. I would have said, okay, well, I ain't going to be that. How about this? See, and no one can know all of the events of their life ahead of time. You know, it'd be so nice, wouldn't it? You know, to prepare for it, see it coming, be aware of the haters, always knowing when the backstabbing moment is coming in your life, always knowing when you're going to get blindsided by the enemy. It would be really great to know that, wouldn't it? Well, that's not how it works. So, since no one knows exactly the challenges and the pitfalls and the detours that's going to beset them, it's imperative that you just don't give up. Because, see, knowing these things, we as human beings by nature would choose another route, but it ain't the route God got for you though. See, the route God got for you, if you trying to do the right thing, if you doing the best you can, if you ain't out here just intentionally just messing over folks, if you using faith, and that's the belief in things that you cannot see, if you have something on the inside of you to keep saying there's got to be more to life than that, then that's you. You, my friend, have a great chance here. And if you've ever had that feeling and gave up on it, just get it back. Just ask for it back. Just say, hey, man, I'm getting back to the way I used to be. Because there's a change that's available in your life, but you got to take it. You got to take a shot at it, folks. There's a chance for you to get it right, but you got to take a shot at it, folks. There's a chance for you to turn this whole thing around with God's help, but you got to take a shot at it. You. See, this decision is yours. The decision to lay down and give up, that's yours. It ain't it just got too hard for me, life too much. Man, life hard and too much for everybody. What I got to get you to see is if you don't lay down and give in to it, there's some great things in store for your life. Because all of the things, every lesson that I've ever learned, the best lesson has been a bought lesson. My father used to always tell me, he said, son, best lessons in life, the one you'll value and learn the most is a bought lesson. I didn't quite understand that being young, but I sure got it now. Ain't no lesson like a bought lesson, the one you pay for. Those are the ones that hold to you, that stick to you, that start turning you into who you're going to be. Those are the character builders. See, you got to be forged to get to where you want to go in life. See, that's what the challenges and missteps is for. That's what the failing is about. Now, I know you don't like it. I didn't. I know you're not comfortable with it. I wouldn't. I know you wish it was over sooner than later. I always do. I always want it to be over sooner than later because the later, man, it just seems like it's so much I got to go through. But let me tell you something, man. If you can forge your way through it and understand that you are forged in life. I don't know. I was on TBN one time and I was doing one of my motivational speeches and I began to wonder about this experience I had at Ford Motor Company. And, one of the things that I had came to the realization of was that job at Ford Motor Company taught me a couple of valuable lessons. First of all, that I had to be at work on time because I always was. I had a really, really good work record, man. I was a great employee because I didn't want to disappoint anybody. You know, I'd already saw the look on my parents' face when I flunked out of college. I wanted my father to know that I was a hard worker. And so when I got the job at Ford, I wanted to prove to my father, my mother, you know, the naysayers, hey, man, I know how to stick to something. But my last job after the auto industry started going down, my last job was in the foundry. And my job was to stand at the end almost where the engines first come out of the furnace. See, the engines are poured into a mold, it's hot, melted down metal, whatever they call it, lava, whatever. They pour it into a mold, and it goes into this furnace that's extremely hot. And my job was, after the heat was applied to the engine block, it would come through, and it would go through a hardening stage. But the way it was hardening, they would cool it suddenly. They would flush it with water. It would just blast water on it. But the fire and the high temperature is what made the engine block solidify. It's because it's got to get real hot, get melted down first. Then it's got to get poured into a mold. Then it's got to be pressure hit with water and all of this. And then it's real hot now. It's still hot, even though there's water been shot up. But when it comes out the end of the side, there's a lot of flashing in it. And flashing is metal from that to drip through the cast molding on it, just like flecks of extra pieces of metal. My job was to hit this engine block in the front with this huge, heavy rubber mallet, knock all the flashing off the front, and when it came around back, to bam, hit it real hard again on the backside. And that became the core of what the car is. A car without a great engine is nothing. It's just a pretty looking vehicle over there. But if it can't do what it was made to do because the engine block then cracked. See, you can have a car look real good, but if it freezes, an engine block crack, it's over, man. You got to get a new block. The block is the core. But in order for you for the car to do what it's got to do, it's got to have a strong engine in it. In order for the engine to be strong, it's got to be forged in steel, come through fire, get poured in a mold, cooled off, heated, knocked around, beat on the front end, beat on the back end, in order for it to be what it's going to be. The moral of the story, folks, is you got to get forged in fire to be what you're going to be. You got to get beat up. You got to get pressure washed. You got to have heat on you. You got to get melted down. You got to get poured into a mold. That's how you become who you are. So the tough things that you're going through, the difficult challenges and the setbacks. I know a brother who went to prison, man, and the whole reason he ended up going to prison, because he was looking out the window, looking out in the yard at him working out. And then the next thing you know, man, this brother decided that he was going to go out there and work out. Well, guess what? He's one of the top trainers in country today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Good morning, everybody. It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Steve's on vacation, and we is holding it down.
Yeah, holding it down.
Holding it down. This show right here. Dedicated to all the people who say mom and daddy instead of the phrase my mama and my daddy.
There's a difference.
It's a big difference.
They say related.
We don't even know these people. Yeah. Mom and daddy instead of my mama and my daddy.
Yeah.
Same people use sister and brother. We don't know this. Right. Aunts and uncles. Nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
These people right here, we're going to dedicate the show to them. And in the dedication room is Shelly Strawberry, baby.
We may have grown up together, but my mother is my mother, and your mother is your mother, okay?
No, mom and daddy. You know mom and daddy. Uh-uh. Don't act like that. Also, holding it down is Colin Farrell, baby. What's up?
Oh, that's so funny. What's up, Jay? But why does my daughter do that? She says my dad when she's talking to me. I know who your dad is.
I know your damn daddy.
I do that to my brother.
My dad said.
Yeah, my dad.
So fresh, fresh, so fresh off vacation. Junior!
Hey, morning, Jay. Morning, Carla. Morning, Shirley. Morning, Tommy.
Oh, he still got vacation mode. He in vacation mode. That's vacation mode.
His voice, though, is
he's still in vacation mode.
What's that about?
Tripped out thing is, I turned 40 and puberty just kicked in. It just hit. I'm just playing.
Boy, don't scare us like that,
man. I thought something happened to the brother, man.
Oh, your voice got deeper.
Yeah, it just hit at 40.
You turned 40, Junior. Wow.
Boy, you getting old.
Hey, man, it feels
man,
good.
You're going to get the hurricane in the mail in a minute, man. It's on the way, boy. And also selling out in the ATL every damn show. My man, nephew, Tommy.
Yay. Want to thank that ATL coming out to see your boy, the Uptown Comedy Corner. The nephew was up in there doing it.
Doing it well.
Oh, my God. I actually got to add, I got to go back and do two more shows. In the ATM.
You
owe them two shows?
I got to go ask some more. I ain't through ATL. Y'all just stay tuned. I'm going to come back and do some more. I ain't done yet with the ATL.
Yeah, because mom and daddy said they wanted tickets.
And I want to thank all the mamas and daddies who came out to the Queen City to see your boy do his thing. Get real stupid, man. Thank
it's y'all. Charlotte,
all
right.
It's Queen City. It's Charlotte.
And you went... And you went to see Tommy, didn't you, Jay?
Yes, I went to see Tommy.
He
man.
Did. He came out with me last night.
Oh, that's cool.
My boy
I looked up
it.
And said, "Ah, Jay in the bed."
That's support. That's love right there.
It is. All right, well, coming up, we're going to find out what we did over the weekend. And J. Anthony Brown is here as usual with It's True Inside of Something Funny. We'll be right back at 32 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. right. Listen, it is Monday, and you know how we do it. We do our weekend review. We find out what the crew did over the weekend right before Jay introduces us with introduces us to another segment called It's True. So, Jay, you start off. What'd you do over the weekend?
First of all, I want to thank the Queen City for coming out. Charlotte, baby, we did the damn thing. Sold out. Thank you, Charlotte. Woo! And then I saw three movies.
Oh.
Three.
What'd you see? Well, I know you saw
it. I saw
by yourself?
You went by myself. Yeah.
You just sit in three
if
movies?
If you take somebody, you got to buy popcorn, and they want stuff, see? So if you go buy your, what?
Popcorn... For you is nothing. Yeah. That's a drop in the popcorn bucket for you.
That adds up. That adds up. I went by myself.
I can't believe you. That's just cheap. That's just being cheap, Jay.
I know. I saw Whitney, Dark Web, and Equalizer 2.
Oh, good.
Okay. How was Equalizer?
I loved it. Denzel was great, man.
Denzel is great.
I think one of the best. This is one of the best Equalizers.
This is the first time doing a sequel.
That's what he said. Yeah, first time. Man.
But you know what? You know why he said he's never done a sequel before? I saw him on a talk show. He said because no one's ever asked him.
How about that? Okay.
They're scared of Denzel.
They're scared of Denzel.
So I was like, so we could have had a Malcolm X 2. We could have had a Mo Better Blues 2. Bleak. All of this.
Bleak and Shadow.
Man,
Flight 2
would have been great.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah,
Fences 2.
Magnificent 7 2.
Yeah.
Great, man.
Man on Fire 2.
Man on Fire was good.
Yes, it was good.
Out of Time was good.
Out of Time.
I just saw that again last week, Carla. That movie was so good.
It's like once you get it one time, you're going, you don't need me bothering that man again. So I'm going to leave him alone.
Yeah, but he said no one ever asked him. I was like, well, I'll be darned. Yeah.
So Shirley, did you like his, well, you haven't seen it. Have you seen Equalizer? Did you like it? You big on his hair. How his hair
look,
is.
I love anything Denzel does. Let me make that clear before
you
go.
You ain't like Roman J. Israel. You ain't like that.
You ain't like Roman J.
I did. I love everything he does. What?
You were trying to say, Tommy, was he sexy in Roman J?
Well, that's the problem is that, you know, sometimes he get gritty. He do a little something different or he a little on a, you know.
Tommy, it doesn't matter. He's still Denzel underneath all of that. He's still Denzel.
You ain't like Israel.
I like everything he's done. Everything.
Let's be crystal clear on this, Tommy. We want him to be bleak forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like everything Denzel has ever done.
Okay. Okay. Sure. All right. Sure.
Everything.
Okay.
And we'll be right back with more radio lies right after this.
More radio lies.
Whatever.
Right after this. You ought to quit that, Shirley.
I like everything he's ever done. I can't wait to see
Equalizer. You want to shout out ATL?
That ATL. Let me tell y'all something. ATL, I know. It wasn't no seats left. I know.
Oh, he's feeling himself.
They just bought all these chairs. So, ATL, I'm about to figure it out. Y'all lay low in the cut. I'm going to give y'all two more shows.
Cool.
Okay, I'm gonna give you two more. I'm laying in the cut. Me and the club owner, we talking.
Oh, it was
and
nice.
I'm gonna do two more. Man, I didn't have so much fun in Atlanta. You hear my voice, don't you? Do you hear?
Yeah,
do
man.
You hear?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
fun.
Yeah. It's a soul out voice.
Jay, but I ain't even been to Magic City though. You know what I'm saying?
You need that's your voice for Magic.
That's disrespectful to go to Atlanta and not go to Magic City. That is so disrespectful, man.
And then late last night. Hung out and shot pool with Cat Williams. I'm in the ATL. Y'all don't understand.
What?
I'm in the ATL. Big ups to Cat. I had some fun hanging out with him last night.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, sir. Right, yes, sir.
Shirley
yes,
girls.
All right. Well, Jay, you wrote this segment called It's True. Please explain.
This is absolutely true. Everything I say right now is absolutely true.
What's that?
True. If you open a pack of soy sauce, some will get on your clothes.
Ooh,
that's true.
You got white pants. That's a wrap. I'm telling you.
Care how careful you are. True
that. I don't care how far you stand. You can be in the other room and open it up. Put it in the other room. It's going to get on your shirt, right? If you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, drop the jelly part, the jelly pot will hit the floor. Every time.
Consistently.
Wow.
Consistently.
True. That's true.
I like peanut butter, no jelly.
Yeah. But if you drop it,
peanut butter, no jelly.
Yeah. If you drop it, it's going to hit the floor. If you make a phone call to somebody you don't like, hang up, they're going to call you right back.
Every time.
Uh-huh.
Every time. That's true.
True.
When it's by accident.
Yeah.
Did you just every call time. Me? You don't even want to talk to them. Did you just call me? No, I don't want to talk to you.
I butt dialed you.
You always out of windshield wiper fluid when you really need it.
Man.
True. Yeah. True.
And can't find the AutoZone nowhere.
True. You always find extra fries in the bottom of the bag.
True. What a delicious surprise.
Not mad at it either.
Ooh, that's seven more.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. The music is always loud when your ass is lost.
Yeah, it's too loud.
True.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right, this is just for men.
Come on.
You have on tan pants. Use the restroom. Wash your hands. It's going to come out. It look like you peed on yourself.
Yeah, you're right. You are so right.
Is that true?
You are so right.
See, what
right.
happened was... True, Jay.
But sometimes that's pee. But anyway, go ahead on.
All of it ain't water, Jay.
It's too early for all of that. All right, listen. Thank you, Jay. Coming up next, it is Monday. Deacon Def Jam, Reverend Adnoid are in the building with church complaints. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we have some entertainment news. Denzel is number one as the Equalizer.
Yes, he is.
Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish, friendship goals. And Tiger Woods is back. Well, sort of. Okay, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's give some huge congratulations to R&B singer Tank. He married his longtime girlfriend, Zena Foster, on Sunday in Los Angeles. In front of about 200 friends and family members, Jamie Foxx not only served as a groomsman, but also entertained the crowd.
Congratulations to
Tank and Zena. Yeah. But right now, it is time for church complaints. Stop that. Deacon Def Jam, Reverend Adnoid in the building.
In the building.
Place your bets on that one, though.
Yes. First of all, I want to say good morning to everyone. This is the JPJJ. That is the jackpot joint of Jerusalem.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And sitting in, of course, is Reverend Adnoid, who has a sinus problem.
That's not a problem. I've learned to live with this. This is not a problem at all.
You think you have to make that announcement? We all hear it.
Yeah,
you hear it in his nose or in his throat. I don't know.
I've learned to live with this. This is not a problem for me.
You suggest we do the same.
I suggest you do the damn same. If I can live with it all these years, you should be able to stand it for a few damn minutes.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Why is he pointing it out?
I just want you to know. Go right ahead.
All right, let me get this thing started. We have an issue here. The blind ministry and the deaf ministry are fighting again.
Oh my goodness.
The blind ministry says pastor is preaching too loud. And the deaf ministry says the lights are too bright in the building. They're going to have to come together and work these problems out on their own. It's too much for us. But I just want to let y'all know that the blind ministry and the deaf ministry are at it again. All right, there it is.
Most amazing fight you ever want to see. Ain't nobody hitting nobody. It's unbelievable, man. They just swinging. You got to see this fight, man. Unbelievable.
Here go ahead, Adnoid.
First church in our due to very poor ventilation, very poor ventilation, the White Diamond meeting has been canceled.
Mm-mm.
The women who wear white diamond meeting had to be canceled.
Why?
Due to poor ventilation. It was two people had to be rushed to the hospital. They couldn't take it. It was unbelievable in there, man.
The white diamond.
You smell all that white diamond in one room? Oh, even my nose cleared up. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Did it.
Go right ahead.
We have a problem, Ed Noid. Tiger Woods is asking us to serve Asian food at the next golf tournament that the church is having. He wants to make sure that his mother has the right
what?
Egg rolls for dinner. That's all I'm asking. He wants to have egg rolls in the dinner for the golf tournament here at the church.
Is he crazy?
Yes, are they collard green egg rolls? Yes, I heard about them.
Yeah, it's collard green because he wants a little bit of his daddy in there.
Yeah, so. Mix it up. Both sides of the family in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Next.
Oh, here we go.
Please. The men who have
way too much Gucci will meet in meeting room 5.
Yes!
Gucci
down, baby. Gucci down.
Gucci down to the sock.
Head to toe, Gucci.
Way too much.
Gucci,
you could take off one piece and you still have a lot. That's way too much Gucci, man.
You in service, Gucci down, boy.
Gucci down.
Logo.
All right.
I love it.
All right, Pastor. We are having a stripper march. The stripper march is going to be this coming Saturday. All ex-strippers are going to be marching down MLK and Peachtree in Atlanta. All stripper march. Those that are in Magic City, we are asking y'all to wait till Monday. We'll all be there Monday night. That's it. Thank you.
All right.
You had to get that off your chest.
Yeah.
The church bookstore has got a brand new supply of Fat Men V-Necks t-shirts. They all came in. I mean,
sexy.
These are deep V's. They go down to the button, all the way.
Stupid.
Deep V's. You know, it's hard to find a deep V. These are deep V's. Deep. Down to the quitted. Way down there. Yeah, man. Deep. They just came in. You're showing everything.
All right. Listen, some of y'all must not have gotten the memo, but Vacation Bible School is over as of last Friday. We have 8 children here that nobody, parents, have picked them up yet. Vacation Bible School is over. Come and get your damn kids. Yes. You're going to have to get your cheering. But we have Devontae. We have Jaheim. We have little Leviticus. Y'all gonna have to get y'all cheering. We have them here at the church. But Bible school is over. And as of Friday, I don't know how you leave your kids here from Friday all the way to Monday. There is an issue.
All that time. And staying on the subject of babies. I'm glad you led me into that. Thank you so very much. The babies.
I love the babies.
Let me get it out. I can't tell you how many times I've said that. But anyway, the babies that look much older than their mom and daddy say they are, we're meeting meeting room 5. how old is that baby?
One more time, Rhea. What's that again?
The babies that look much older than their mom and daddy say they are when meeting meeting room 5. How old is the baby now?
He 5.
That baby look 37 years old.
Not the baby, though.
Go right ahead.
We have an issue here. Brother Raynard Curtis, who is missing both arms, is asking the urges to stop not opening the doors for him.
I mean, how many times I got to ask? You see me standing here?
Let me say it again. Junior. Brother Raynard Curtis, who is missing both arms, is asking the urchins to stop not opening the doors for him.
How many times do I have to say, seriously? Seriously?
He has missed both half the services.
Seriously? We're going to do this again? Seriously?
You see I don't have any arms.
You stop see me.
This is a really strong boy.
Wow.
Y'all see me standing here. You see me standing here.
Listen, coming up, thank you guys. Coming up, we'll do some entertainment news. We'll talk about Denzel and Tiffany and Kevin Hart. Tiffany Haddish and Kevin Hart. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, we are going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
And if you are,
you could win a shot at Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million.
$1 million.
Yes. You can't play, though, unless you register.
Can I win Friday? I want dinner.
Yeah.
Didn't I win Friday? Okay, then. Yeah. Y'all don't show me no love.
If you're so smart, why don't you remember that?
Y'all don't show me no love.
He's so smart, but he doesn't even remember when he wins.
We're moving on.
Girl, I've been in
the
ATL. You don't understand.
All right, you can't play unless you register at SteveHarveyFM.com. All right, so please go online right now. Smart people, and register so you can get some of this money, baby.
Smarty people.
Yeah.
All right,
let's see today, though. Let's see.
The winning continues.
I'm right here.
Come on, Cletus.
Come on, Cletus.
I love that. All right, the weekend box office reports Equalizer 2, the sequel starring Denzel Washington, earned $35.8 million in its debut.
Now that's how you open.
Yeah, his very first sequel. Why has he not done another sequel before? Because Denzel said no one ever asked him.
What movie would you like to see a sequel on, Denzel?
Mo' Better Blues.
Bleak all day.
Bleak and Shadow. Let's
Bleak
go.
And Shadow.
The sexiest. Number two, Mamma Mia. Here we go again. $34.4 million.
Mamma Mia.
And Jay, you saw Equalizer 2. What do you think?
I thought it was great. I thought Denzel did a great job. The young man that was in there with him, he was also in that movie Moonlight.
Moonlight.
I can't think of his name right now, but this dude's got like two more movies coming up, so he's doing good too. But he did a great job. It was a really good story.
If he turned that watch on, Jay.
Man, I was in Negro Round. We were surrounded by Negroes, so that's
what
the
were they
best
saying?
Way.
What were they
saying? That watch on. He's looking at that watch.
That is an experience. I don't care. It's
you
an experience.
Got, yeah, everybody needs to watch a movie in Negro Round where you will get the full effect.
Yeah. Oh, look at your life.
Oh, Lord, he's looking at that watch.
All right. In other entertainment news, Tiffany Haddish ambushed Kevin Hart during an interview as she tried to pay him back for helping her out early in her career when he lent Tiffany $300. This is back when she was a struggling comic. So here's a clip of Kevin Hart talking about getting paid back. Take a listen.
I don't want you to think that I would ever take your money. Okay? But that there's interest. Over years. Now, there's an important lesson to be learned here, okay? Eventually, black people gonna pay you back. We lose hope on our own, okay? We assume that our own are never gonna come around. But they will, you know. This is a 13-year investment.
Aw, Tiffany and Kevin are a true example of hashtag friend goals.
That's cute. All right,
it's time. Yeah, it was really cute.
Well,
let's
when they
move
have
over.
A whole lot of money, you ain't got to pay them back. I ain't never paying Steve back. You can get that.
I know I ain't either, Jake. Not a damn thing.
Let's go to Miss Ann for our headline news, Jay. Introduce Miss Ann.
It's time for the news, everybody, with Miss Ann Tripp. Take it away.
Okay, thank you very much, and I will. In Toronto, authorities say that a gunman is dead and a young girl is fighting for her life after a Sunday night mass shooting in the Greek area there. Again, that's in Toronto, Canada. There were 14 victims in all. The shooter killed by police. They say they're not ruling out terrorism, but they can't ask the shooter why he did what he did because he's dead. A GoFundMe drive has been launched to help bury the 9 members of the Coleman family who lost their lives in last week's duck boat tragedy in Branson, Missouri. The Coleman family members range in age from 2 years to 76 years of age, 3 generations wiped out. And all 17 people were killed when the boat capsized and sank in Table Rock Lake. There was a memorial service there held for the victims yesterday. The Trump administration is only a few days away from a court-ordered deadline to reunite the migrant families separated by ICE agents at the Mexican border. The feds failed to meet an earlier court-ordered deadline for returning all the youngsters under 5 to their parents by July 10th. The next deadline, this Thursday. Former presidential candidate and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is speaking out about Donald Trump's recent interactions with Vladimir Putin, the private ones. Mrs. Clinton says that the Russian president seems to have been allowed to control the narrative.
This idea that somehow we are not sure where our own president stands is deeply disturbing. And the best way to deal with that is to vote in November.
However, Clinton's expressing concerns about possible meddling in the upcoming and midterm voting, saying that she feels the country still lacks the infrastructure and leadership to safeguard against further cyber attacks on our stuff. Dozens of large wildfires burned throughout the West over the weekend, many still burning. There were 59 reported blazes stretching from Texas to Washington State, that whole swath, as of yesterday, most nowhere near being under control. Slavery still exists in many parts of the world, according to the 2018 Global Slavery Index. North Korea and Eritrea have the highest rates of enslavement in the world, but there's also a high percentage of human bondage in the Central African nation of Burundi. There are more than 4 million people enslaved, they say, around the world as of 2016, with India having some 18.4 million of its people as slaves. The study also says North Korea has the highest percentage of its population as slaves. Being a Girl Scout got a whole lot more interesting and rewarding now. The Girl Scouts adding 30 new badges for things like robotics, space sciences, and stuff like that. Finally, at the weekend, box office tops, Denzel Washington's Equalizer 2.
They killed my friend. So I'm going to kill each and every one of them. And the only disappointment is that I only get to do it once.
Woo! The Equalizer sequel brought in $35.8 million. Much better than expected. The other sequel, Mamma Mia, came in too. Second. That's right. We'll be back with more entertainment coming up 20 minutes after the hour. You smarter than Nephew Tommy on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, guess what time it is? It is time to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The nephew is here. I say, the nephew is here.
Tommy, let's meet our contestant, please.
Why y'all not want to meet me? Meet me sometime.
I know you.
Yeah.
Good morning. Who is this?
Karen.
Hey, Karen. Where you calling from, baby?
District of Columbia.
All right, girl. What you do for a living?
I'm a custodian.
All right, girl.
Yes.
All right, girl. We're gonna mop and sweep some questions in a minute. Is you ready for that?
Yes, I'm ready.
Do you think, Karen, that you smarter than me? Do you really think that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes. I like confidence.
Your, I like your confidence.
You just made a clean sweep of that answer right there, boy.
Claim it, girl. Claim it.
Here's how it goes, baby. Shirley's going to ask both of us some trivia questions. And whoever answers the most questions correctly in 60 seconds is the winner. All right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Karen, let's hang on while Tommy steps out of the studio so he cannot hear the questions. Okay?
I'm going to get me some green tea, and I'll be back. When
get
y'all
out, Tommy.
Hey, you know,
leave.
Kick me out nicely. Kick me
Why
out.
Why did it take him so long to leave?
I don't know, Jay, every day.
All right, Karen, you ready, girl?
Yes.
Let's do this. Kat, please give me 60 seconds on the clock. Karen, what is the world's fastest land animal?
A cheetah.
The Stanley Cup is awarded in which sport?
Hockey.
What country was the late great Nelson Mandela from?
Africa.
in the movie The Color Purple, who played the role of Sophia?
Oprah Winfrey.
The Alvin Ailey Theater is known for what?
The Alvin Ailey Theater. A-A-T. North Carolina? I don't know. A-N-T.
What is another name for a polygraph test?
Lie detector test.
Who is the only U.S. president to serve more than two terms?
Roosevelt.
Ew. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow.
Interesting.
How did I do?
All right. What do you guys think, Jay? Carla, what you guys think?
Pretty smart.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
She be custodian and reading at the same time, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll find out who is the smartest. Is it you, Karen, or will it be the nephew when he comes back? And are you smarter than nephew Tommy? We'll be back at 34 after the hour. Come on, Karen!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're in the middle of playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Tommy is back in the studio. With our contestant, the very confident Karen, and she has reason to be. She's pretty smart, Tommy, so are you ready? Mm-hmm.
Come on.
All right, come on, Kat. 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay,
all right, nephew, here we go. What is the world's fastest land animal?
A gazelle.
The Stanley Cup is awarded in which sport?
Hockey.
What country was the late great Nelson Mandela from?
Past. Let's keep going.
In the movie The Color Purple, who played the role of Sophia?
Well, Sophia Holmes. Now things gonna change around here too. Oprah.
The Alvin Ailey Theater is known for what?
Dance.
What is another name for a polygraph test?
Lie detector.
Who is the only U.S. president to serve more than two terms?
Who the hell did that? I don't know, Pat.
In what U.S. city was the Declaration of Independence signed?
Declaration of Independence, July. Where that was? Pass.
Who was the first African-American woman to be crowned as Miss America?
Oh, my God. Light skin, beautiful. Oh, my God. Why can't
Time's
I
up.
Not? Do that. Okay.
Okay, wow. You know we got a tally. You know we have to tally. So,
Tally then.
Yeah, Karen. Okay, Karen, we're going to go by the questions and the answers, okay? What is the world's fastest land animal? Cheetah.
Damn it. Darn it. Excuse me.
The Stanley Cup is awarded in which sport? Hockey. What country was the late great Nelson Mandela from? South Africa. In the movie The Color Purple, who played the role of Sophia? Oprah Winfrey. Mm-hmm. The Alvin Ailey Theater is known for what? Dance. What is another name for a polygraph test? Lie detector test. Who is the only U.S. president to serve more than two terms?
Who did that?
President Franklin D. Roosevelt.
What?
In what U.S. city was the Declaration of Independence signed? Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And who was the first African-American woman to be crowned as Miss America? Vanessa Williams.
Yeah, I ain't had no business missing that one right there.
Not at all.
I done fantasized about that woman too many times.
Okay.
You don't fantasize when I say it just hell, but your eyes roll in the back of your head. Go ahead.
Okay, all right, Tally, carry the one.
Come on, Shirley. Get
who won?
Okay, Tommy.
What?
You got 5 right, but our girl Karen got 6 right. Karen, you are the winner.
Karen,
Why I didn't get Vanessa Williams out of my mouth, girl?
You is back to yourself.
congratulations, Karen. You just won $100 cash gift card, and you are smarter than nephew Tommy. Yes, you are, girl. Now, this is big, so listen carefully. If you can correctly guess our four-digit code using the numbers 0 to 9 in its exact order, you could win Steve's grand prize of $1 million. And we also have Steve's banker, Ken, on the line, who will verify if your four-digit code is correct. Please keep in mind, this is not like the lottery. Please just say one single digit using the numbers 0 through 9, one digit at a time. And remember, we need a four-digit code in its exact order for you to win. Karen, go.
2 4 6 8
2 4 6 8 All right, let's confirm it with my Uncle Steve's banker, Mr. Ken.
2 4 6 8 is not correct.
Oh. Aw, Karen.
Good try, though.
That's okay, though. You still won the $100 cash gift card. And the best
up,
part
girl.
Of all,
yes,
you are smarter than nephew Tommy. You're a genius, Karen.
Hey, if you think you're smarter than me and you want a chance to win my Uncle Steve's grand prize of $1 million, go to steveharvey.com to register. I'll play another loyal listener tomorrow, and the nephew will be ready.
The nephew lost today, but his pranks always win, and they're up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Na, 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 na.
You lost.
You know what?
Wear that L proudly, Tommy.
All up in your face.
Okay, I lost. Uh-huh. I'm allowed to lose every now and then, okay?
Uh-huh. I'm allowed to lose.
All right, I'm allowed to lose, but I tell you what.
What did you lose?
What? I'll say it. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy? Yes. Yes. Who isn't?
Go, Karen.
Who isn't?
Karen got me today. It's all right, though. It's all right. I will be back, okay?
She a house cleaner cleaned up on that ass.
You know what, though? I'm mad at myself because I'm supposed to know Vanessa
yeah,
Williams.
You are.
You know how you got somebody's face in your head, but you're like, oh, my God, the name. And I lost.
Okay, well, you lost. You're right
about
that.
You're supposed to be smarter than everybody, too. That's
Miss Vanessa Williams, if you're listening, with your beautiful self. Baby, I'm sorry. I forgot.
She doesn't care about you.
Girl, Vanessa know me.
She's smarter than you, too. Okay.
Vanessa ain't smarter than me.
Why are you just naming people smarter than you?
Vanessa prettier than me, but she ain't smarter than me. Vanessa, call me if you think you're smarter than me.
She don't call losers, Tommy.
She don't
right,
call
losers. You're a loser.
I won, right. Y'all don't give me that. When I win, y'all don't give it to me. I just want
no,
y'all
we
to
don't.
Know.
We
y'all
give you love.
For what?
Y'all hate us.
Go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Right now, Nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got? Well, at least you are this. You're still the king of pranks, baby. What you got?
Oh, that's not going to change. Right? I got it for you. Hot chicks at the church. Hot chicks at the church. What? Everybody say amen.
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 All right, and let the prank roll. Here it is.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Sister Monica, please.
Who's calling?
This is Brother Deshaun. I'm calling. Actually, I'm a member of Greater Missionary Baptist Church.
How can I help you?
Calling you actually about the offering. Now, did you? I know you paid your tithes.
Yeah, I pay my tithes every Sunday.
Okay, now you paid a love offering as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, this past Sunday, I'm looking at a check that you left us with the bank.
Right. I sure did. I wrote a check Sunday.
Okay. Now, the check, ma'am, was $250. Am I correct?
Right. I wrote two checks for my tithes and the love offering. Right. I wrote one for $250 for the love offering.
Okay. Now,
what is this call regarding? Why are you calling me?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but your check that you wrote for $250 actually has bounced.
Wait a minute. You said my check bounced for $250?
Your check bounced. So what I'm doing is calling you about recouping the $250 as well as, you know, you cost us $30 in bank fees.
Wait a minute now. I wrote two checks. I wrote a check for $100. Did that one bounce?
I don't see to it that one bounced. All I know is the one that the love offering has bounced.
Well, did you put them in at the same time? Because I wrote them at the same time.
They all go in on Monday, ma'am. Now, I didn't put them in at the same time. I've been putting them in for the last 2-3 years. The problem is, why would people write these?
What is your name?
I'm Brother Deshaun.
And you was there this Sunday?
I was there. I don't think it matters when I was there, ma'am. The problem is that I didn't put these checks in, and I don't understand why y'all write these checks to the church.
Wait a minute.
Knowing
what
that
you
they
mean
gonna
y'all
bump.
Write these checks?
There's a lot of people
my
write
checks are good.
Well, not,
I don't write bad checks.
Well, why
if
do we?
One clear, why the other one didn't clear?
Maybe you didn't have enough money for both of them to clear.
What did you just say?
Maybe you didn't have enough money in the bank for both of them to clear. And I don't understand why people write these.
I got plenty money in the bank. And all my checks clear. I don't write no rubber checks.
Well, you wrote one on Sunday. And that's the problem. How you going to try to give a look?
Wait a minute. I think you got me confused with somebody else. I don't write no bad checks.
You done wrote this.
I'm trying to be nice to you.
I'm trying to be nice to you. When can we expect the $250 plus the $30?
So you, wait, $30?
That's the bank fees, ma'am, for the doggone check bouncing.
My check didn't bounce. I'm going to check my bank. And if my check clear, you're going to pay me $30 for calling me, harassing me about a $250 check bounce. I don't write no
Why would you check. Write check? What, you want to sit up in the church and write these big number checks when you know you ain't got it in the bank?
What the did you say?
I said, why would you write these checks when the money ain't in there?
Let me tell you one thing. I don't write no bad checks, and you got a lot of nerves calling me, telling me my check bounced.
Your check is the one that has bounced. And
I tell you what you do. Since my check bounced, you pay the since you got all the money. And don't call me with this again. Hello?
Don't you hang up on me no more. When are we going to get this $250 and this $30?
Who is that you
calling you? Somebody from the church talking about I wrote a bad check. I don't write no
You did write a check. Bad check.
I didn't write no bad check.
Yes, you
Wait
did.
A minute. Why are you calling me? Why the treasure don't call me at church?
The treasure is
the deacon,
busy.
I ain't never know the deacon call nobody about no bad check. Your is full of
and,
thank you. You got the money.
Who in the hell is that in the background? Who is that?
Never mind who it is. We both go to the same church. And you gonna call me to my I wrote a bad check. You don't you call me no more. And if the check bad, you pay it, okay?
Do pastor know you talking like this?
Do pastor know you calling me? Can you answer that?
Look, when are we gonna get this $280 is what we looking for from you?
I wrote a check for $250.
And
you will not get $280. You put the $30 with it.
You put $250 in there, it bounced. $30 cost us on bank fees. That's $280. When can the church expect their money?
Never. Not no $280. You will never get $280.
You're going to make me
and
come by your...
And my check then... What did you say? I'm going to do what?
You're going to make me come by your house and get this money.
Bring your on. Bring it. Bring your on.
What is the address on
Look
this
on
check?
The check?
I got it off the check.
Well, bring your on. I bet you you'll be limping back.
I'm watching you. You better not be spending no money nowhere. You better not spend nothing till I get this $250 plus $30.
Whatever I want to, okay?
No, you don't. You
yes,
know what?
I am, and you don't call me no more with this because my check did not bounce. I don't see how one check went through and the other bounced.
Let me say this to you. We cannot accept you back into the house of the Lord no more until...
What did you say?
You are not... Don't you come in there Sunday until
I'm
we get...
I'm coming up in there Sunday and... I'm going to make sure I find your because you the person I want to see.
You're going to...
And you know what? I'm going to call the pastor right now and ask him because I don't believe my check bounced. You full of
Well, let me say this before you call pastor.
No, I'm going to call pastor. No, you should have talked with pastor before you called me with this information.
I got one more thing I need
what
to say to you.
You ain't got nothing to say to me. You done upset me with this talking about I bounced a check. You should have went to pastor before you called me with this
I told Pastor when I got, but I got one more thing to say before I leave. Is you listening?
What do you got to say to me? What do you have to say now that you're going to pay the check?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
What did you say?
Baby. This
what did
is,
you say? What did you say?
I say, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend has pranked you.
I'm going to beat that. She just left here flying out the door in a hurry. No, she didn't. I'm going to that.
Let me ask you one more thing, though, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey morning show.
Huh? Give it to the few. Get a few some. I lost today, but I won right there with that, though, didn't I?
Yeah, where are you going to be? Jesus, you're crazy. I'm scared.
All right, here we go. It's time for one of the biggest comedy clubs in the country, the Nephew. Birmingham, Alabama, baby. Woo! I'm ready. August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. August 3rd, 4th, 5th, the Nephew coming to the Stardome. Get your tickets. They're on sale right now. Call the ATL and ask them how much food I was this weekend. Ask them. Ask them.
Thank you, Nephew. We'll ask. Subject, I need my lover to be more patient. That's the subject of the Strawberry Letter. It's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Attention, attention, all the smart people everywhere. We need you. Where are you? We need you. Tomorrow morning at 7:20, 6:20 Central, we are giving away a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1
million,
okay?
$1 million.
We're playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy, all right?
No, you're not.
And who isn't? Go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register, please, okay? We need you, smart people. Come through. Come through. Well, now it's time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. All right, Nephew, let's go.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, I need my lover to be more patient. All right? Yeah. Dear Stephen Shirley, I need help convincing my lover to be patient. We've been seeing each other for 3 years now. At first, it was a great friendship with benefits. But over the last 2 years, it has turned into something special. And we go to each other's family's gatherings, and we have been on vacation together. I think this is blossoming into a possible marriage proposal. The problem is, I still live with my ex. My ex and I are not sexually active. In fact, we barely see each other because we work opposite shifts. Lately, my lover has been upset with me because he thinks I should have moved out by now. He does not understand that if I move out, it would create a financial hardship for me. Now he's starting to back off a little bit, and I don't want to lose him. He wants me to move in with him, but I've been there, done that. I'm not doing that again until I'm married. I just want my lover to trust me and believe that I'm being loyal to him. How can I get him to be patient with me? He has not offered to help me financially, and he has not asked me to marry him. So I have to continue living with my ex. Am I wrong? Please give me your honest advice. I have to tell you, no, you're not wrong, okay, in theory and all of that. But you do have to get it together. You really do. Have you ever heard the saying, don't open one door before closing another? Well, that quote certainly applies to you here. No man, no woman, no one is going to continue to deal with this kind of arrangement. They're just not going to do it. You live with your ex. This is another man we're talking about here. It doesn't make any sense to your current man. You cannot expect your current man to go along with this. You just can't. I mean, he's done it for 3 years, but, you know, he's getting tired of this. You live with another man. I mean, I can't say it any more plainly than that. Put the shoe on the other foot. If he lived with his woman and he was seeing you, you wouldn't like it. So, no, he's not going to like that. You say you guys aren't having sex anymore, but please believe me, your man is not buying that. He's probably thinking you all are getting it in as often and as many times as you possibly can. So he's just, you know, going to keep having sex with you until that wears off or runs out or whatever, or until you leave your man and you guys set up some sort of relationship rules with him. Right now, it's just sex. It's getting to be that way because you're saying he's backing off a little bit. No money for you, none of that. No proposal, none of that until you close this door with your ex. Jay? Anthony Brown.
I'm right here. I'm right here, Shirley.
I've never heard that before.
Turn your mic on, man.
You know what? Whenever you have a good thing, a real good thing going, there's always somebody to come along and mess it completely up. With somebody that wants everything going good, they come up with this phrase to him. See, what we need to do is, no, we don't need to do a damn thing, but what we doing, keep doing this right here. Like Shirley said, one day open, you got two doors open, keep them both open. You got a man paying the bills and a man bringing the drill. Girl, keep.
One more time.
You got a man paying the bills and another man bringing the drill.
Wow.
Why would you mess this up?
She's living her best life, Jay. She's living her best life.
You living. You about that life, girl. You about that life. Smile, as he says. Smile.
Yeah.
Smile. Wow. That's all I got to say about that. Go ahead.
Junior, who just turned 40, bring some wisdom to this, Junior.
I've never seen a situation like this. Uh-huh. But I just want to know. How big a sucker is he? I just want to know, how big of a sucker is he? Did you ask him about the man at home? You live with another man.
Right.
And you have another man asking, like, how he doing? Is he all right? What y'all talk about last night? How is this even possible?
Why is this concerning?
I mean, how can you just have a man at home you live with, and I'm still going to be dating you?
Exactly.
Who cooked last night? who does this? How big a sucker is he? We ain't having sex, so you say.
Right. Exactly.
What? So what the man in there doing? You come out the shower wet. He just say, you want me to help dry off? What, how's this working?
He doing something.
He got to be doing something. How you going to live
it? Every man thinks.
You ain't paying none of these bills. How you paying rent?
Speak on it.
How
speak
is
on
you paying
it.
Your share of the rent?
It's like my girlfriend Janie says, where they do that at? All of that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta change the situation. No man
how
is going
doing?
Along with this. Yeah.
Yeah. You get in the car, so how he doing?
Yeah, how he doing today? You see,
you care?
In a good mood.
Think a sucker is this?
Well, the subject is, I need my lover to be more patient. We've heard from, you've heard my response, you've heard Jay's response, you've heard Junior's response. When we come back, we're going to hear from the nephew.
Uh-oh.
Any cliffhangers, nephew? Anything you want to leave us with before we go to break?
I've been through this before.
The subject is, I need my lover to be more patient. We'll have part two of our responses coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
For those of you out there who own a car and a home, you know more than anyone else, those things didn't just fall into your lap. You made it all happen by staying on your grind and working for it. And now it's time to let State Farm do the work of protecting it with your own personal State Farm agent, because they understand just how much your home and car mean to you and will always be there to help you when you need them. State Farm, here to help the hustle go right and here to help life go right.
All right, here is a recap of today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I need my lover to be more patient. It says, Dear Stephen Shirley, this woman has been with a man for 3 years. At first, they were just friends with benefits. But over the last 2 years, it's turned into something special where they, you know, have gotten a lot closer. They spend time with each other's family. They've been vacationing together, things like that. You know, she's hoping and thinking that it's blossoming into something much deeper, like a possible marriage proposal or something. The problem is that this woman lives, she still lives with her ex. I mean, they're staying in the same house, although she claims they are not sexually active. She says she's not financially ready to leave him. She can't leave the house yet because she has no means of support, or she can't afford it right now. So she's saying that her man doesn't understand that if she moves out, it'll create financial hardship for her, and he hasn't offered to chip in or anything. And she just wants her lover to trust her and believe that she's being loyal to him. And she wants him to be patient with her, and he hasn't offered anything financially, and he has not proposed to her. I just said, you know, she can't, you know, open another door without closing this one. This man sees you as living with another man, and even though you say you're not having sex with him, he doesn't believe that. He thinks you are. Jay says, you know, one man is paying the bills, another man is doing the drilling. and Kier is like, you know, or Junior, excuse me, is like, where do they do this? Where can he sign up for something like this? Okay. And now we need to hear from the nephew. Nephew, what you got?
Well, this is a, I, like I told y'all before, I've been here, I've done this, I've seen this before. This is nothing new to me. Listen, this is what this is. This is a dysfunctional threesome. That's what this is. This is a dysfunctional threesome, but it is the best threesome you could possibly have. Now, what I don't like is you don't like unity. Bring these people together. Okay? Yeah. I mean, what's the use of having a threesome if everybody can't share in it? You understand? So let's bring everybody together. You know, this is a... you are a lazy lover, and I hate that. I hate lazy lovers. Bring all these people together. Trifling is a good word. But bring all these people together. You can get all this finance you want if you bring people together. Let everybody know what part and what role they play. You understand? Mm-hmm. But this is a dysfunctional threesome. I've been in these so thousands of times. But listen, bring...
Thousands?
Surely, I ain't no sense of me lying. I've been in here thousands of times. But this
you're only
stuff.
One man. You're only one man.
Okay, hundreds. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. The thousand bother you. I've been in this hundreds of times. What I want you to do is talk to both parties, sit them down, bring them together, have a meeting, and let everybody know what their role is. That's all this is. You have no idea the finance you could have if you just bring everybody together and let them know what role they're playing. You are a dysfunctional threesome. Bring your threesome together. And I've been there. I've had it where nobody knew about each other. Bring them together. Let's talk it out.
You're so stupid.
What? It really is. This ain't no meeting. Bring both parties together. You're
a
lawyer.
Shirley, I'm sorry, no. Carla. Let's go to a bar. Let's have a meet and greet where everybody
Tommy,
can talk to it. What?
She wants to leave her ex. She just can't do it financially. She wants to be with this man. She wants to build a relationship, a marriage with this man that she's been seeing for the last 3 years.
Yeah,
that's what she wants to do.
Build it, Shirley. Without everybody knowing what you're building. You have to bring everyone together. Let him know, listen, this is what we do. We live together. And trust me, they're doing it, okay? They're doing it. Well, okay, so what I want
whether
you to
whether they do are or not, he's going to feel, he's going to think that, and that's what he thinks. He thinks that they're still sexually active. He does.
They are, but let's all put it out in
everybody
the open.
Put it out in
the Let open. Me tell you something. The best conversations are naked conversations. If all the three of us got together and sat down naked and discussed this thing, do you know how much clarity we would get?
She wants a marriage,
I
okay? She wants
that,
a proposal.
But you can't get the marriage without naked conversations. Everybody, all three of us, let's come in here, sit down, let's be naked, and let's put it all out on the table. You get so much clarity when you know what? Shirley, Carla, J. Yes. Jr.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what we should do? I just want to just experiment.
We
should all sit out naked sometime.
No.
We should.
I don't want to see you naked. No.
Ever, man. Hey, bro.
Why y'all don't want to have a naked conversation?
Hey, bro.
You're not that close.
See you naked. No, we're not. Junior or Jay. No.
We're not finna do that.
Finna do that.
We're not that close. Okay, we're not that close.
It's all the naked truth.
Let's all right, guys.
Just sit down.
No. Thank you. That's enough.
For
thank
what?
You.
So don't.
Get
don't,
your
don't,
head
no
off my chair.
I'm the only one want to be naked. I'm the
yes,
only one.
Yes. Always.
Don't come in here naked. Yeah. Either, please. Listen,
come in here naked. I'm
you
film
know what?
I'm
tomorrow, I'm coming to work naked.
Oh, okay. God.
No. We're going to prove a point tomorrow.
All right, listen. We got to get out of here. Please email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM or go to My Girl Shirley. Go to My Girl Shirley, my Instagram. Okay, and switching gears here, hip-hop star Offset, of course, from the Migos and Cardi B's husband, well, he was arrested Friday on gun and drug charges after he was pulled over in his Porsche for making an illegal lane change. They were pulled over in Jonesboro, Georgia. The police searched his car. They found three guns, over $107,000 in cash, and under an ounce of marijuana. Offset was released after posting $17,000 in bail. Cardi posted an Instagram story confirming that he did make it home. Meanwhile, Offset's lawyer is calling foul and claiming that his client was targeted because he's a rich black rapper. All right?
Yeah.
Well, get ready. Yeah. It sounds feasible.
You.
Yeah.
They got
get ready.
Poor black rappers? Do they have them?
My cousin.
Coming
one.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, guys, Carla's going to talk about Power. Ooh, it was good last night.
Yes,
Ghost.
Was, baby.
Ghost. All right. We'll be back about 41 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah, coming up at the top of the hour, nephew Tommy is here with Weekend Confessions, baby.
Girl.
Because what, nephew?
What? I'm not here to help you. I just want to hear what you're going through.
That's
call
right.
Me. 877-29 Steve. Don't use your real name. Let's just keep it. This is just a way for you to let it out. Let it out.
Give us an example of a name that you'll take.
One of my favorites is Cadillac Jones. You know what I'm saying? Cadillac Jones. That's something different. You know,
that's so 70s.
Popsicle Wilson. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Just exploitation
your real
names.
Yeah. Ballhead right. Keisha. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Bad Toe Tanya.
Yeah.
Bad Toe Tanya.
Bad Toe Tanya. See, stuff
call
like
the
that.
Nephew. Yeah, call the nephew with your confessions at 877-29-STEVE. Right now, Carla is here with we got to talk about Power, girl.
Woo!
What is going on? What is happening?
Whoa.
Oh, okay, so trending right now. So if you didn't watch Power last night, spoiler alert, you should have watched it because we're about to talk about it.
We're about to talk about it.
Okay, so Tommy's dad, Teresi, he ain't about nothing. I can't stand him.
Is he out yet?
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's out.
He got out last week. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he really does not care about his son that he abandoned.
He's about
back
to die.
In the
That's
day.
What he's
let's,
about
let's
to do.
Let's make that clear, crystal clear. Yeah. And Tommy, I don't know. Tommy's kind of struggling, and Ghost told him to be careful about his daddy, but Tommy thinks his daddy will not snitch. But Ghost, he knows better. You know, him and Teresi had some dealings when they were in prison, so Ghost knows better. So he's telling Tommy, I'm your family. You know, he just became your daddy, so watch your back with that. The U.S. Attorney's Office, Mock and them, they are planning to take down Ghost and Angela and end her career. You know,
the feds
were all at Proctor's house. Did y'all see
her,
that? Investigating
they
the murder of the
her.
Homeland Security
they
dude.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's going down. Now, Kanan is setting up Tommy and Ghost. He killed his own crew. Kanan did. What was up with that? He killed his own crew, and now Tommy thinks that 50 Cent.
Last year.
Yeah, that ain't nothing.
He killed his son.
Yeah. So he don't draw the line, right?
You don't draw the line at the crew. If you kill your own son.
Son,
a friend?
Okay.
But his son was wrong. He did send his son to do something, and he didn't do it. And that's how
when I tell you to do something.
So you disobey, so, you get killed now?
Yeah. No, you don't get killed. You don't get killed.
Yeah, it's pretty final on this show, Shirley.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So Tommy thinks that 50 Cent Kanan saved the day, but the Italians, they're like, what in the world? What's going on? How did Kanan know to be here? So there's some stuff with that. Side note, what's going on between 50 Cent and Mayweather on social media? What's going on with that?
Get the strap, baby. Get the strap.
What is going on?
No,
he always beefing with somebody.
I think Mayweather should be on Power so they can have it out on the show.
Oh,
that would be great. Yeah.
50 is a comedian.
Yeah, he is. He's
50 ignorant.
Now, meanwhile, Councilman Tate, Lorenz Tate,
that's my boy right there.
Yeah. He's exploiting Raina's death, baby girl's death. And,
yes, he is.
Yeah, he's wrong for this. But Dre told Diego's sister, y'all been watching, the sister Alicia, Dre told her that Diego's out of control, spending money, you know, harassing women all at the club, and that he's just pretty much reckless. Alicia told her brother Diego they'd get it together. Now she's setting him up. She's setting her brother up.
I thought she was going to kill him, Colin. I really thought she was going to shoot him in that car. I thought she was going
to
take him out.
You thought so, yeah, when she said she was going to Mexico?
Yeah.
Then Councilman Tate, back to Lorenz. Now he... he's a trip. He's offering, or he suggested to Dre to be the new face of the Queen's Child Project. And you know, Ghost, when he found that out at the meeting, he looked at Lorenz like he wanted to kill him in that boardroom at that moment.
I thought he was going
to
throw him out the window right there.
I did,
man.
Too. I really did. I said, he about to throw him out
the window. He's throw him out that damn window. Right?
Yeah, that was a bit much, though. I was feeling Ghost on that one. That was a bit much. Come on,
that
now.
That was a bit much.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It's too much.
Yeah. But Dre kind of, you know, he sees that there's some issues going on with Diego and Alicia, so that's why he kind of, you know, took Councilman Tate up on his offer. So
I didn't think
Dre
was going to last as long, Carl. I didn't.
Me neither.
But he's really so good, though. I want him dead, but I want him to stay on the show.
Yeah, he's very good.
Hey, man, that scene at the graveyard when he took Ghost that card.
Baby.
Yeah.
I said, boy, you bold. Yeah.
But can I do, I do want to tell you this. I wish I could take my belt off and whoop Tariq's ass. I do.
Everybody.
I want to whoop Tariq's
ass. We want to beat Tariq's behind. Whoop, man. He's loyal to his daddy.
Get the belt, huh? Definitely get the belt. Yeah.
Get the strap. Uh-huh.
Yeah, get the strap.
I'm not even trying to kill people. You tipping people off.
Right. Where's your loyalty?
I'm your dad.
How you going to leave the funeral and go tip somebody off? Where they do that at? Yeah.
So finally, Angela, she played herself. She slept with the DEA dude.
He was cute,
Washington.
Though, Carla.
he's very
You know
cute.
What?
He was cute.
It's so weird. That, she did on it. A soap opera, that's not hard to get. But in real life, ain't nobody getting that like that, man.
He was Tasha cute, moved though. Out of the penthouse. She's sick of Ghost. She's tired of him.
So where's she moved to?
She moved down. She moved down. She stepped down a lot.
She moved to her own little place. So, you know, we'll see what's going on. So it seems like Angela and Ghost, you know, she couldn't avoid his phone calls. He's been reaching out since baby girl's death, and now they are two lonely people, and they have come
That was a
together.
Great scene, though. That last
scene was a very
was
great
really
scene.
One of the best scenes they had,
But you knew they were going to get back together.
Oh, yeah.
You knew that. Yeah.
She couldn't ignore his phone calls forever.
Forever. Yeah, so, I mean, after all, it's Ghost. It is Ghost.
It ain't like Lavelle calling you. Lavelle Crawford.
God, yo.
I didn't say all of that, Jay.
Jay.
I want to go to
All right, coming up.
Thank you, Carla. Coming up, it's the Nephew's Weekend Confessions. Call us, please. 877-29-STEVE. We'll take your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, as promised, it is time for Nephew Tommy's Weekend Confessions. Please call the nephew with your confessions. What did you do over the weekend? And you can't talk to anyone about it but the nephew, okay? So it must have been that crazy. You want to hear their confessions because what?
Because I'm not here to help them, Shirley. I just want to hear what they're going through. So that's why you call in here with a fictitious name. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, football Williams. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Ghost.
Go. There it is, Paul.
Canaan.
Oh, Canaan. Anybody. Yeah. Anybody.
Poke chop. You know what I'm saying?
Anybody you want to be. Shitting man. Call up. We'll
but before right. we start, do y'all have any confessions?
I just. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, Junior.
Junior, what's your real name? Don't use your real name.
Okay, this is JJ?
Yeah, don't use your real name.
Yeah.
That was a stretch.
Uh-huh.
What you got, JJ?
I tell you right now, I confess that 100 goes faster in the strip club on the second day.
Wow.
I found that out. I'm talking about they go just as fast on the second day. Go in there back to back if you want to.
Junior celebrated his 40th birthday. Excuse me, JJ.
You got to complain it with somebody.
Yeah. JJ.
I told her I was going to be back the next night. She thought I was lying.
Cinnamon will do it every time. Cinnamon will do it every time.
Take all your money.
Man.
Call us 877-29-STEVE, and we can put your confession on the air. Nephew doesn't want to help you, he says. That's what Steve does, right? Steve's on vacay. Yeah. Let's go to our next caller. Sir? Jay? I mean, what's your name?
Boogerman. Call me Boogerman. I'm Boogerman.
Okay, go ahead, Boogerman.
Boogerman. Come on, Jay, get to me.
Hey, Boogerman. Over the weekend, Boogerman dyed his mustache. And used all the hotel towels. He used all of them, right? Every last one of them. Now, let me tell you why Boogerman do that. Because I'm putting that towel out of circulation. See, that towel has been in so many people's butt, it will never be another butt again. That's what Boogerman did. Uh-huh. So that's what I did. That's my weekend confession, man.
All right, let's go to line one and talk to, I guess this is her real name. She didn't get the memo. Tamika.
Tamika.
Hello, family. How are y'all?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hello.
Hello?
What happened?
Tamika? Mika! Mika!
It was going to be good. You could tell it was going to be good.
Tamika?
Yes.
What's your confession, baby? Come on.
My confession was women intuition is really real, okay? Yeah. I had a feeling that my fiance was cheating on me, so I put a tracker on his cell phone and I tracked him down to the Motel 6. I went across the street and bought a 5-pound bag of sugar. Since he wasn't being sweet to me, I thought I'd add a little sugar to his flavor and put sugar in his gas tank. And he called me and told me that he was having car trouble. And he was telling me that he was at work. He wasn't at work. He was at the hotel. So I came back home and I waited for him to get here. Luckily, he didn't make it. And he's calling me, telling me he's at work, but he's stranded because his car, something's going on with his car. So that's my weekend confession, that I add a little sugar to his game.
Tamika.
Call it over there, standing
on Tamika,
give me a pound.
I'm standing up, girl.
Now, Tamika, prior to you doing this, you didn't know nothing about this until you heard Carla did this. Am I right or wrong?
Allegedly. And Tamika, the next time you tell this story, allegedly you did this, okay?
And shout out to the person who discovered putting sugar in the tank would cause you car problems. Yes. Thank you.
Don't cheat.
Tamika,
that was car problems.
Yeah, that was great, Tamika. Thank you so much.
Man.
Thank you.
Remember, allegedly.
I love you, Tamika.
You love her?
Yeah. I love her. She's my
hero.
Why
y'all so quiet? Why
you missed this boy? Call up.
She's my hero. Okay. I love you, Tamika. Let's go
happy
to
now.
Line three.
Are you happy now?
Yeah. Happy now?
Yeah.
How's that for sweetness? All right, let's go. Line three, Felicia.
Hey, Felicia.
Hey, darling. They call me Sunshine. And the reason being is, I had a friend over the weekend that I had been seeing for a long time, and he was trying to get me to go home with him because his girlfriend was out of town. So I declined. even though I really, really wanted to go, where it at?
That's not a confession.
Oh, that's the confession is she wanted to go, but she didn't.
Yeah, but she didn't.
She didn't. That's her confession.
You mad because she didn't go, Tommy?
Yeah, why you ain't
call her back
online
when you do something? Because you ain't
you gotta do something if you gonna call in. Yeah, why you ain't
judge
going
the confession?
I just
why
did.
Why go? Why did go?
But she wanted to. It was in your heart, though, Felicia. It was in your heart.
I hear it that you wanted to go. But why didn't you just go on and
sunshine.
Go?
When something happens in your life, we'll be right here. But until then,
it is the sunshine, or they wouldn't be trying to get it again.
That's right, girl. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I need you to do something the rest of this week, and then call me next Monday. But right now, you ain't done nothing.
Your confession was kind of cloudy.
Yeah, you ain't done nothing. Do something this week.
You can't tell her how to confess. Thank you.
No.
You asked her to call.
I don't want no good confessions, Junior.
We're going to have more of your confessions, 877-29-STEVE. Weekend confessions coming up. More of them right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're having some fun this morning. Nephew Tommy is here with Weekend Confessions, Neff. Let him know. 877-29-STEVE is the number. 877-29-STEVE is the number. We can go straight to the phones. We have lots of callers on the line.
Yeah.
Let's go to line 5 and talk to Alicia.
Alicia. Alicia.
Hello.
Hey, what's your confession, baby?
She sounds so sweet.
So I am in the middle of a divorce. It's not final yet, but me and my pastor had like kind of a little private ministry time over the weekend. You know, he prayed for me and really healed my body.
Did he pray or did he lay hands, baby? That's two different things.
He did a little bit of both, and I'm so grateful to the Lord for him and his ministry.
Mm-hmm. He put the glove on your ass. He put the glove on your ass. That's what he did.
I have nothing. I have nothing. I'm going to get off this phone call, though.
Because if lightning strikes.
And you know what? You didn't have to go to church the next day because it says where two or more are gathered.
That's right.
Everybody love their pastor, baby. It's okay. Everybody love their pastor.
No, it's not okay.
He's single, by the way. He's single.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's still
how was everything, though? How was it?
Oh, it was heavenly.
Heavenly?
Wow.
Bye.
Did you get
it heavenly, but okay, you know you're going to hell for that.
That's hell right there.
Past the single, Tommy. Right, I mean, does she get to sit on the front row now?
Hell yeah.
Did
she
move up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to bow out gracefully, Alicia, and say thank you for calling.
Let's bye, go to Alicia. Line.
Yeah.
Bye, Alicia. Let's go to Alicia.
Yeah.
Alicia.
Let's go to line 6 and talk to Sugar.
Sugar.
Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Oh, you sound so sweet. Hey, Sugar.
Hey, y'all. Good morning, everybody. I love y'all. And Tommy, you're tall. So my confession is
I went home
this weekend with my coworker and his wife. And after a night of fun with him and his wife, I tried Hennessy for the first time, threw up in their sink, and then I left. And I'm literally on the interstate right now going home. They don't know that I threw up in their sink. Like, I threw everything up in their sink.
Wait. Let's go back, baby. Let's backtrack for a minute. You hung out with him and his wife.
Yes.
What y'all do?
We did everything. Everything that you and, you know, Tommy, you know what we did, Tommy. We did everything.
Really?
Everything. Yeah.
Really? So now you
would have been proud of me, Tommy. You would have been very proud of me.
Oh, my God.
I'm so proud, baby. I'm so proud right now.
16 and fat like a horse, baby. You would have been really proud.
Yeah. Oh, I wish we could talk in depth and just get it all out on the table.
But so, Sugar, you couldn't make it to the restroom?
Because
I had to get the ropes off of me.
The ropes?
Wait.
Now, hold on, Sugar. You had to get what off you?
The ropes. You know, the ropes, my hands were tied. So in the midst of me getting the ropes off of me, I felt so nauseous. I've never drank hand before. And I just, that was the first thing I thought was the kitchen sink because we were in the dining room. So I was like, ah!
Y'all was doing, I don't do threesomes in the dining room. Now, that's going a bit far. That's going a bit far, right?
Okay. Hold on, Sugar. I will not be over their house for dinner. Okay, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show on your Weekend Confessions, 877-29-STEVE.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of Weekend Confessions with the nephew. And nephew, when we last left off, Sugar, our caller, was in the dining room involved in a threesome, and then
with her
what
coworker
happened?
And his wife.
And then
she
happened?
And her hands was tied with the ropes, and she threw up in the kitchen sink. That's what I'm talking about.
Too much.
Now, let's go back to Sugar. Sugar.
Line six.
Yes.
Okay, baby, walk me through this. You got to walk me through this whole evening or a day and tell me how this went down.
I'm gonna keep it clean. So basically, it all started. It was like, hey, you wanna come over? You know, we're gonna go out to eat dinner. We know you're new to town, so on and so forth. Whatever, whatever. I'm like, sure, because I'm new to the Bay Area. So I'm like, hey, sure, whatever. So we went out, and they asked, you know, my preferences and stuff, and I was like, you know, I'm a free spirit. So you know, one thing led to another. Questions was asked, and we did a truth or dare game at the table. One thing led to another. We had more shots of Hennessy, went back to their place, and, you know, it was kind of like a 50 Shades of Grey type situation, keeping it clean. And next thing I know, I woke up. I had sugar and all on me, and I was tied up halfway, had one shoe on, and I had to throw up, and the kitchen sink was right there. I let it all out, and got my shoe and my love. And
you know you had a good time when you wake up with one shoe on. When you wake up with one shoe on, you have had a ball. Do you hear me? I'm just trying to tell you.
And I actually enjoyed myself. I just hope I get this promotion this week.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Is he the boss?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm new to the area, so, you know, I'm the newest, you know. So, yeah, that's my confession, y'all. Yeah. I'm not proud of myself. I feel good, though, but I'm not proud.
Yeah. Oh, would you do it again? Would you do it again, Sugar?
Yeah, you're grown people.
I sure would. But if I do it again, it has to be with more people.
Yes. Oh, Sugar, girl, you have answered.
You had a whole office in there. Come here, Sugar.
Sugar, you don't understand. Oh, I've been looking for you. What you doing this weekend?
Tommy, you're married. Shut up.
Junior can ask.
I'm talking to Sugar. Ain't nobody said nothing yet.
Sugar, I would do it, but
I'm free this weekend.
You know what? I would do it, but I'm diabetic and I can't mess with Sugar.
You can't do it, Dad.
All right, thank you, Sugar. Thank you, girl.
Y'all have a beautiful day.
You too. Hope you get
and
that promotion.
Congratulations on your promotion.
You get that raise.
Yeah.
She already got the raise.
Got it.
Yeah.
Good morning, Sugar.
Let's go to line 7 and talk quickly to James.
Hey, James.
Hey, good morning. How you all doing?
We good, man. We got 30 seconds. Let's go, brother.
Okay, so my weekend confession, I slept with a Trump supporter.
You slept with who?
Trump.
A Trump supporter.
Oh.
Okay, man.
I think I know what that means.
Black or white?
White. You'll be proud of me, Jay.
Oh, how was it? Did you
see,
enjoy it?
I knew I was in trouble when she pulled out a bottle of Hennessy. I knew I was in trouble when I saw that.
They get you every time.
Mm-hmm.
My God,
they keep the Hennessy for the black people.
All right, we got to go, Tommy. This has been really interesting. We'll have to come back and close out the show.
Yeah, but we've learned what Hennessy can do, though, don't we?
It
makes you naked. That's what it do.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, don't forget tomorrow at 7:20 a.m. Eastern, 6:20 Central, we are doing it real big with Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Some loyal listener, one of our loyal listeners out there, Nephew Tommy, will each be given 60 seconds to correctly answer our trivia questions. If you are smarter than Nephew Tommy, and as I like to say, who isn't, you'll win $100 cash gift card. Plus, you'll be given the chance to win the grand prize of Steve's $1 million. Steve, yeah. Yeah, Steve's still on vacation for a couple of more weeks before we join him in Paris.
Come on, Shirley.
Holding it down.
Shirley, won't you play against me?
Oh, no. No problem. No problem. No problem.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. That would be great.
No problem.
Right. Let's do it.
Okay.
What would that prove? Yeah. What would that prove?
That I'm smarter than Shirley.
No.
That's not the game.
That's what that's going to prove.
That is not the
game.
Oh,
okay, Precious.
ask Shirley a question, Carla. Ask her anything.
The game is not Are You Smarter Than Shirley?
I understand right. that. It's me. But ask her first, then ask me.
I got a question for Shirley.
Okay, come on, Jay.
Are you smarter than Tommy?
Oh, man, that ain't no question.
That is a
yes.
question.
I love it. Give me my $1 million, baby. All right, you can't play unless you register at SteveHarveyFM.com, okay? SteveHarveyFM.com, and we especially need the smart people in our audience, and we know you're out there. Call us, okay? And go register at SteveHarveyFM.com. Let us know
and speaking
that you
of
were
callers,
smarter than Nephew Tommy.
Sugar. If you still listening, email me at TommysTips2003@yahoo.com. Send me your picture. TommysTips.
Are you insane?
He is crazy because his wife listens to the show.
I'm talking to Sugar.
And we talking to you.
TommysTips2003@yahoo.com. Sugar, send me your picture.
You finna get everybody a picture but Sugar's.
You finna get pepper.
Junior, you been there.
Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Nutmeg.
Cumin.
Paprika.
Turmeric.
Turmeric. Turmeric.
Rosemary.
Bailey.
Yeah, all of that. All
sugar,
of that.
One more time, Sugar.
Cinnamon. Chili powder.
TommysTips2003@yahoo.com.
Vanilla
Tommy's
extract.
TommysTips2003@yahoo.com. I'm
Pink Himalayan salt.
Right.
Ooh.
You're
about to get cayenne pepper. Yeah. You're going to get it all.
Big sister habanero call.
Yeah.
Come on, girl.
Tony Satcher.
He had a confession.
Oh, Jay, yeah.
What's your confession, Jay?
Yeah. Ooh, okay. This happened a while back. I wasn't having a house party. My girl was having a party, and I got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. So
right,
a discussion broke out while the party was going on downstairs. Mm-hmm. It got heated upstairs, and I yelled out, "Well, damn it, when they going home?" Real loud. Real loud. And apparently they heard it because the party broke up right after that. Everybody left.
Who was there, Jay?
Wendy was over there. Wendy Williams was at the house at the time. She was there, and she hadn't been back since. Bless her heart. I don't know why.
You have no idea why.
Threw everybody out, Jay.
What? Was it Wait. Something I said?
You think? Wow. But, Jay, you hate company, though.
I hate company, man. I just hate it.
Why?
Yeah. Do not show up at my house. I don't, because my day is not planned with people to be at my house.
So it's you don't like people? Is that
no,
it? Or you just don't
no.
like them? You know, oh.
I don't.
But you know what, Shirley, yeah. you know what's a trip by Jay is?
What?
I believe it because Jay came into my dressing room last night at the comedy club.
In Atlanta,
but as soon as Jay walks in, man, I'm finna go in a minute, man.
He does
not want to hang out too long. It's immediately, like, hey, Jay, what's going on, man? I can't believe you stopped by to hang. I got to go in a minute, though. I just came by for a second. I didn't want to say hello, man. I don't even need to sit down.
Well, where is he going, though? He
always
got to go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, he
where
always
he go?
Going to be by himself somewhere.
Oh. He doesn't like people. Jay, you don't like us? You don't like us, Jay?
I love working. I love what I do. I love entertaining. But at the end of the day, I just want to be home by myself.
I told Jay I was in the neighborhood. He told me to get out. Get out the neighborhood.
Hey, Jay, didn't you say back in the day Steve came by your house and you didn't let
Steve
him in?
Steve and Rashawn came by my house one time. They came by my house, and to this day, Steve don't know that I was in the house that day. I hope he's not hearing this. Yeah, they were ringing the door. They're, Jay! Jay! Because they saw the car. They could hear the TV going. Jay! And you know,
Jay,
Steve,
why didn't
I
you
sat,
open the door?
I asked him to come over there.
That is so crazy.
That's the craziest
that
thing in the world,
so
man.
That is so crazy. You don't like company.
Don't
that
like
is so
company.
Funny.
You're wrong for that, Jay.
Because I'm the exact opposite. I love company.
Carla loves company too, right?
Well, yeah. I have kids in my house every day. I think when you have kids, it's inevitable.
I don't like unexpected company. That's what I don't like.
Yeah.
My cousin come over all the time. He don't never call. He just come
over. Yeah.
I just
like company.
He'll just be outside. I'm sorry.
To me, all company is unexpected. Even if I know you're coming.
All right, guys. We got to wrap up the show. It's been a great day.
Sugar, call me.
We love you. Thank you. Bye-bye. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.